Jesus. Morning, Tobes.
Morning, Shaggers.
How you doing after last night's defeat?
I've been better, I've been worse. We have got, guys, we are whipping something up in the kitchen. What, Louis, we've got, or Louis rather, is preparing homemade double sausage and egg McMuffins.
It's pretty good. I got, I say it's homemade. I obviously didn't make the sausage meat myself.
But he peeled them. He peeled them out of the sausage skin. The foreskin's gone. this is the real deal. You know, it's not just some sausages shoved in and we're calling it a McMuffin. This is genuinely going to look impeccable.
I'm really excited.
But we had a few beers last night. Went out because needed a bit of an escapism from Chelsea. Chelsea is usually the ultimate escapism. At the moment, you need to escape the Chelsea because it was another defeat. In reflection, I still feel how I feel yesterday. I'm not like, I'd say if they were awful, I didn't think they were awful. I know a lot of people felt they were awful. I feel like we're almost confusing the result with awful. And the result is awful, another loss. A disappointing start to the season continues. But performance-wise, up to that red card, I didn't think it was bad. It might have ended in 0-0 because we don't finish our dinner. Same old in that sense. We had chances.
There was some really, really poor decision-making, wasn't there?
Yeah.
I think that the whole situation was just not what we expected. And I think, I mean, I had a little look this morning before we started. Had a little peruse of Twitter. And as a very example, there's opportunities Sterling could have squared with Jackson.
Jackson
obviously we'll touch on later. We haven't got a script today. We're kind of just free-flowing.
We're freestyling. We're like Eminem in 8 Mile or B-Rabbit, rather.
I mean, it's like we haven't got Tom today. He's busy.
Yeah, Tom's had some legal issues. We're not going to speak on them at this moment in time because...
It does concern a hard drive, though, and it's not my hard drive, I feel quite vindicated.
Yeah, that's the case. All these nonsense accusations to Lou, and it turns out... Well, you know, you read between the lines, guys.
Can I just say, these sausages, I'm quite proud of myself here.
They are. Guys, I mean, you would have already probably seen this, to be honest, but we're going to whack it on the story just because... We've got some serious business cooking in the kitchen. I'll give them a bit of ASMR. You got some sizzle, one sec.
Urft.
Bash. So this is some serious business.
We're recording a podcast cooking breakfast, and I quite like that. You know, everyone's like,
man, I feel like Tim Lovejoy should be here.
Oh yeah.
Actually no, we need Tim. Yeah, get Tim on the pod. He's Chelsea.
Oh yeah, get Tim Lovejoy, that'd be good.
That would be good because he's
Gary. Sort us out.
Yeah. I mean, that's great age, Tim.
Oh, great. That is great.
A great age.
When he comes on, we have to be like, how old are you now, Tim?
Yes.
Great age!
Has to be done.
What a fella.
Like a fine wine.
Wait, I reckon he has grown like a fine wine. I reckon Tim Lovejoy is that sort of fella.
I've seen him on, is it Sunday morning breakfast?
I can't remember what it's called. He does now.
Yeah, no, that's why I referenced it. He is like he's on like a cooking sort of Sunday morning type show.
Oh, I'd love to see one of those.
But him and Helen, they were prime childhood. Growing up, and now soccer M doesn't exist, which is sad. We'll have to get tubes on at some point.
Yeah, absolutely. Do you know, the one thing, I never went on soccer M, and I don't know why. Whenever people talk to me about that, they're like,
I'd love to have gone on.
It would have been a lot of fun to be on soccer
M. Even like childhood, it would have been a real moment where you're like, fuck.
Oh, mate. Look where I am. I know I keep saying it, but I've just given a little flip. Bosh. The only thing which I wish looked as good was Chelsea Football Club. Because I'm not going to lie, I didn't even do my post yesterday. I was so sick and tired of it.
I get it. Like, we're sick and tired of the result. But like I said, I just think that game yesterday, and I've watched it back, and maybe it's from a place of bias, but that just isn't a red card to me. That's not something you can look at and go, that's clear and obvious. Because he wins the ball and he follows through, and I get the tackle is hard, it's tough, but, you know, back in my day, if you get the ball... Like, I get the whole, it's violent and reckless, but we saw the North London derby and Nketiah did a tackle, very similar, but didn't get the ball, and it was a yellow card. I didn't think, he gave the yellow card to Malagusto. Can you really say, realistically, is it clear and obvious to overturn that decision for a man that's won the ball first and go, no, you need to get off the field, I'm going to change the game completely? Because up to that point, Villa had one random screamer from Digne, shout out Sanchez, because we're not watching random screamers flying anymore, and Zaniolo had a volley, and that was kind of all they did. Like, Watkins was quiet... Diaby was quiet. We did a really good job nullifying all of those. And then, you know, Watkins goes and gets his goal. And we don't even have, like, a slice of luck at the moment. No. Like even a good block from Colwell, it falls perfectly for him.
But then even with that, we were saying earlier when we were talking about it, I get that we need a slice of luck, but the fact this has been going on for 2 years...
Yeah, we haven't had a little bit.
But maybe it's not luck at this point. Maybe there's something else that we need to look at. Maybe it's something we need to consider. Like, I know I was bang on about it, but there's always the intangibles, which I don't think we people consider enough. I thought maybe there's...
Has Roman got like a voodoo doll? Although this started before Roman left.
Yeah,
maybe.
It did.
Someone's got a voodoo doll. So maybe Lukaku's got a voodoo doll somewhere.
Potentially. Maybe it'd be Winston Bogard, Lukaku, Tesman.
We've made some
Mutu,
enemies. Murata.
Murata definitely.
Murata's working
goal.
Some dark magic in the background. Cause
I mean, he can't work a lot, so maybe, you know.
Yeah.
Maybe people always thought about Murata. He became really good when he left. He's always been bang average wherever he's gone.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know what's gone on here.
No, it's a nightmare. But quick question though: do you want onions with your?
Oh, do you know what? If you're having onions, I'll have onions.
I'll do some onions. I'm gonna have to chop one-handed, which would be interesting. Or will I? I feel like Gary might have potentially given me a little stand. Hang on, hold that. You fill people in your thoughts while I go and see if you've got a little stand.
Guys, I'm double mic'd up. Basically, I know I sound like I'm probably being overly positive in what is a loss at home to Aston Villa, who weren't particularly good either. And not that they're a bad side in any way, but I just thought we were playing all right until that red card. And I did think that changed the game. It changed the trajectory. I didn't think it was a red card. That might be me being biased. I acknowledge that. But I just thought that was incredibly harsh to change that game when I thought he won the ball. There are frustrating performances and there are also some promising ones. I thought Mudryk again showed...
He looked really good.
Mate, that pass for Jackson is a De Bruyne-esque pass.
Oh,
it genuinely
yeah.
is a De Bruyne-esque pass. And Jackson has to be calmer there. He has to look calmer in front of goal. We're seeing he's rushing his finishes a lot. Like you said, the shot selection and the final action is just not there for a lot of our players as well. Like Sterling had two chances, two one-on-ones really. Have to be burying one of those. Or one of them he should just square across.
Mm. Well, I've got a stand, so we're not doing onions.
Okay, that's all right.
I don't have my hands to chop and do that.
That's all good.
I need to get in the freeze quickly. That's the hash browns.
But yeah, I thought Axel Disasi was actually good.
He looked great yesterday.
And I
really
like people give
him
a bad rap. And I think it stems from the issue that, you know, oh, he's come in to replace Chalobah. But disaster yesterday, like what a ball that was for Enzo's chance where he played it beyond the defence and Malagusa cut it back.
I mean,
he had a goal ruled out for offside, obviously. But he looks one of our more potent threats.
I agree. Basically, I like his comments after the Bournemouth game. He was like, look, we're doing our job defensively.
Yeah.
You lot need to be killers up front. You know, that's like you were saying the other day, it's like almost like a Rudy-esque...
Yeah, it
comment.
Is. That's something Rudy would say. And we need some leadership, we need some fight, and there's not enough of that. And that's what we miss about Chelsea, to be honest, because it doesn't feel like Chelsea at the moment.
No.
And that's what's so sort of depressing with the whole situation.
And we're saying that every fucking week now.
Yeah, no, it's not us at the moment. It won't be us for a while. It's not me, it's you,
is basically what we're saying about Chelsea.
About Bowley and Cody.
Yeah. Which is fair. We last night, obviously, as well, when we were having our drinks, we were Gary.
We were with Gary.
It was dangerous.
Gary almost got us beaten up.
Yeah, that was fun.
For being a bit overly social.
Yeah, I mean, you say that. I mean, he was doing a run. I was ready to go. Do you know what I mean?
I'm left, right, bang, 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 gone.
I'm
not a fighter guy. I know these things can go wrong. You know, one bad hit, someone's head hits the pavement, and then someone's got a bit of a case on their hands.
Game's the game, mate. You know what I mean? Yeah. If you die head hits the pavement, that's on you. You know, you should have positioned your head differently. I can't help it.
I was trying to calm down the situation. I was like the mediator.
Yeah, that was fun.
I was sort of Eddie Hearn in the situation.
You were Eddie Hearn.
You know when
yeah.
like the two are they're stepping between and it's like hold it back. We've got to make some money here.
It's what he was having that and
yeah. But Gary Raines unscathed. Probably a bit of a heavy hangover today.
Oh, very definitely. Gary Hayes. When he drinks, he drinks. And that's why we love Elgel. That's why we love him.
It was a good night. All things considered, it got us laughing and joking as opposed to wallowing in what was another really shitty result.
But yeah, but the reason I mentioned that we were with Gary is purely because, so basically, also we're joined by some fantastic journalists as well that are friends of Gary. Simon Johnson joined us for a pint.
He did, lovely.
And he was obviously talking about some of the comments that Poch made. Now we're talking about the fact that a lot of the boys sort of like need to grow up was a big comment from Pochettino. And, you know, I couldn't agree more. I think we're in a very interesting position now in terms of, you know, what Poch is going to do, because, you know, he's got...
We've got to get results from somewhere, or the pressure just piles up, and we've got a horrible run coming, so...
Well, our next two games are the ones which we need to win.
We have been saying this for 4 or 5 weeks now. Yeah. That's what's worrying me a little bit.
I can't see us getting any points from...
The remainder till Christmas. Yeah.
Like, and by that point, Pochettino probably would be sacked. If it was just constant,
yeah.
Yeah, I just realised. But if you guys are wondering what I'm doing and why I'm closest to my convert, I'm actually putting hash browns on at the same time as well. This was Gary's idea to do a breakfast episode.
Yeah, Gary before bed, he rings me up and he goes, make sure Louis records the sizzling and the breakfast.
Yeah, put the hash browns. I've decided to try a new technique with the hash browns because I can't be asked to put them in the oven because it can take 25 minutes, but it says you can pan fry them. So I'm pan frying some, or sort of shallow fries, basically pan frying it. So
I'm not a professional Italian man. I mean,
hash browns aren't exactly a professional Italian thing. I mean, this feels like a very Lee Smith breakfast.
This is a Lee Smith special.
Is that all we're going to call these? Instead of the homemade McMuffins, we're going to call them the Lee Smiths.
Double
sausage and egg McLees. But it's, having said that as well, by the way, Tobes, I don't know if you guys follow us on Twitter yet, because you fucking should be.
Get involved in that, because we do try and start some conversations, but at the moment, we're new. You know what I mean?
We're new, exactly. But then obviously, you know, Tobes made a very, very good point and a great conversation about Lee Smith's new friend.
Yeah, so obviously we don't have Tom today, but we do have... We will be having in the future another recurring guest. Obviously, it depends how Tom's situation goes. But we will have Aaron Cheney replacing him for a bit, I think.
And then you've got Moz Arella.
Yeah, we've got Mozzarella. Mozzarella.
Yeah, they're all
friends of Lee.
Yeah, all own XL buddies.
Yeah, all Italian-loving Englishmen, all of them. Yeah. So we'll have those guests in the future, guys. So look out for those.
This is it.
Genuinely look out for those as well, because they are a danger to society.
Yeah, absolutely. And you still need to send us some pictures. We need to be getting some images
in. I think those pictures have been seized.
They've been seized? Mm. Yeah, probably. That dangerous. Yeah. MI5 all over it.
I mean, Tom hasn't told me the details yet, but yeah.
Yeah, no, we'll have to check on him. We're very, very worried about Tom. You know, thoughts and prayers to you and your family, mate. Hope everything's going okay. But yeah, anyway, back to it. Because we don't have a script, we've kind of just like... Because we're freestyling, we're going off on tangents, but we love a tangent.
We are, but that's the kind of point, isn't it? I feel like everyone needs their little... Like, does anyone really want to hear about Chelsea at the moment?
No.
Do you really want to hear us another week of depressing notes about Chelsea? Like we said, you know, we spoke a bit about the game, and some of the individual performances were disappointing. Like we said, Jackson needs to up his game. These boys do need to grow up, and they need to grow up fast, because this is a youth project. And it will require time, but the results indicate you need to quickly grow up, or we're going to find ourselves in trouble. The good thing is that those three teams that have come up look really bad. So I think that's our saving grace.
Worry
needs to anyone debating that one, despite the fact that our calendar year would suggest we might be in and amongst it.
Can we talk about that? Because that tweet I did went down like a sack of shit.
It's worrying. Look, if in 2023 in 27 games we're joint bottom with Everton, who have two games in hand on us actually. So we would be probably bottom.
With the fact they've got two games in hand on us, the only reason that we're above them technically is goal difference.
It's goal difference, yeah. And everyone else who has played in both last season and this season, so obviously this is a discounting, you know, Leeds, Southampton,
Leeds.
And Leicester.
Leicester.
Yeah, there you go. Lots of Lee jokes. Leeds now joining in the Lee jokes. I haven't got Tom here, so it's like they're not coming as off the dome. It's like usually it's a bit of a gangbang, isn't it?
Yeah.
Well, no, it's like Tom will pop up with the Lee, and then I'll jump in, and then it will be, you're trying to have the serious conversation, so it just kind of makes it.
I might sound a little bit distant. That's because I put the mic down because I'm putting a cheese.
And we've got the fakest of cheeses. Is it? Where did it come from? Is it from a cow? Definitely not. Could be a human. Who knows?
It's from the co-op.
But this is the best cheese, lads. I'll give you some video content for this one, because this is just outstanding.
This is what the Chelsea cheese. Echo offers. More plastic cheese.
Plastic cheese is the best cheese.
It's what we do. And then there's like after... I can't believe I'm making this after the amazing breakfast I made yesterday, by the way.
Yeah, Lou went a bit healthy yesterday. It was a bit controversial. Gary wasn't a fan.
Oh, Why wouldn't Derry be a fan? That's what I don't get.
I think it just had a bit too much, like...
It was an American team.
It was very artsy. What was
it? Would you say that was artsy?
It was. It was something that, like, I'd present as a... I don't know, like a GCSE art project. What was it again?
I did. So I had some focaccia bread that needed eating. So I had focaccia. I had bacon and egg on that. And then I had tomato and onions on the side, which I fried up, with some spinach and mushies. I wouldn't say that's artsy. I'd say that's pretty just fucking nice.
It just seemed, it had some green stuff on it.
Yeah, it's called spinach, mate. What? Yeah. Hang on, why is it the fat man that's saying about being healthy? That's what I don't get.
Yeah, but it was a Sunday breakfast where you're like, I'm going to go all out. Does it need health? I want my arteries clogged. Like, today is a perfect example of that. The double sausage and egg McLee is just elite.
It's getting there.
Sometimes you don't want the... I mean, like Popeye would, but I'm not a big fan of spinach.
Really? I love good spinach. A little bit of chilli, a little bit of garlic, spinach.
A garlic man.
Mushrooms. I am a garlic man. We've established that Lee is a garlic man. Here you go. Right. The cheese is on. We're putting the lid on now. This was a great and a terrible idea from Gary, because recording a pod and cooking at the same time.
And bear in mind, guys, if we do seem a bit slow, that might be the beers from last night. So it's understandable. I'm kind of just looking in awe at these hash browns. So
I mean, they're, I'm not sure about these hash browns. They're a little bit. I don't know. This new technique might not work. But, you know, this what the Echo is all about. You know, we're learning.
We're learning
on the job.
Evolving. Yeah.
But yeah. Right. Where were we? We were talking about the fact that we're shit this year, and I think that I am very worried about that because
it will get better. It's just there's going to be a lot of teething, and I know we're saying this every week, so it sounds really repetitive, but that is just the reality of the situation. Is that these players haven't gelled? These players are young. They will get better. Yes, you can have an issue with, for example. I thought Enzo was really poor yesterday.
I agree.
I thought Connor was poor yesterday.
I thought Connor was one of our better players yesterday.
He just ran around giving the ball away. He didn't do anything. He can't pass a football. I don't want Connor Gallagher starting, if I'm honest. I think he tries hard, but I just don't think he's good enough at all. I don't think he passes to our players enough. I think he passes to the opposition far more than he passes to our own players. That annoys me. But what I don't understand is, if you are going to utilise Connor, why would Connor be sat deeper than Enzo? Connor, get him at least on the front foot, because at least he can have a shot.
I was thinking
whereas
that.
Enzo, we know when he sits back and he can ping it around, hit switches. Mm. Whereas when he's sort of between these lines, he doesn't really pick up on
the issue is like, again, Gary made a fantastic point yesterday. He, with me, whilst we were waiting for you, we were sort of talking about how City played their football. And obviously, I know we're nowhere near City. And I know it took them time to get to where they are. But the fact is, they had a sense of impetus whenever they played. You have that impetus on the ball, you know. It's like they being alert enough to see a switch. So, for example, he was talking about how Kyle Walker had a ball switch to him. He was alert, put it straight in the box, had that intensity, had that fire, had that drive. This Chelsea team is far too nice.
Yeah.
There are not enough words I really want to use, but I really want to be branded. I don't think we can't drop that one, unfortunately.
Boom.
I reckon we should do it. It's like... I don't know, if you remember 2 pints of lager and a packet of crisps, right? They dropped one F-bomb a season. We can drop that one word once this season.
Oh, we've got to cash in.
We've got to cash in. And I don't mean one each. I mean, collectively, we can only use it once. So we need to figure out when it works. I think the referee warrants that word.
He does. Like I said, that decision did change the game. And I think Chelsea fans, we do need to... have some understanding of that. Not that it completely negates how poor the actual result was, but even after the red card, even then, Chile had a chance. Cole Palmer came on and created that. That was very good. Like we said, Jackson had a chance. Sterling had two chances. Villa were fairly nullified. Like, performance-wise, it wasn't awful. Yesterday wasn't some of the performances we've watched, like Forest, where you're like, that was dreadful. No, it wasn't that. This was a case of, yes, you should have wrapped the game up, but also, did you look in any danger of losing the game prior to that red card? No.
But isn't that also an issue? The fact that we just didn't look like we were in danger of losing that game, but we just weren't providing enough. Like, the fact we're saying this every week now, it's like, that's why I question if it's luck. When we're going every week...
Oh, no, us missing our chances isn't luck. That's pure, like, that needs to be drilled into them. I think I said before, it's no coincidence that we hear all these stories of Frank staying after training...
and doing shooting drills, and he just so happens to go on to become the best goal scorer in midfield of all time. Mudryk, that's example, not a coincidence.
Mudryk, for example, sort of as a player, stays behind, works hard, does everything.
He's in the gym, isn't he?
He's I felt yesterday, even though he was one of our better players, I did feel that he...
Yeah, he's still young. He's still raw. He
was
of course
trying,
he is.
He was trying too much to impress.
Yeah.
And I feel like he just needs... That's why I'm saying in that team, again, we're repeating ourselves every single week, having that older player who's not just Thiago Silva. The fact it was like, Thiago Silva in yesterday's game...
It cost us, yeah.
Was, he cost us, I understand
cost us the goal.
But he did. But then overall, with everything, he's the only person on that pitch that was talking. There was times when he got the ball.
Thiago Silva was the reason we lost this game as well. You know I love Thiago, but Thiago Silva in 2023 shouldn't be starting games for Chelsea. And the second Badia Shield was up and running, but then, if Wes Fofana was here, he would not be starting my team.
But therein is the issue.
De Zassi has been our better centre-back this season.
I get that, but then therein lies the issue. If you take Thiago Silva out of that team yesterday, nobody was talking. There was him telling Mudryk to get on his bike. The centre-back was telling the winger to get on his bike.
You take Thiago Silva out of the team yesterday, do we not lose? So what would you rather? Would you rather someone's talking or getting results?
Well, I mean, would we get results if someone's not talking? That's what I'm trying to say.
Well, then the talking's not helping anyway because we're not getting the results. So what's the difference at this point?
That's
more my issue with it. It's like, if he's negatively affecting games, which is a sad reality, and this isn't his fault, by the way. This is a 39-year-old man that we're still playing, who should not be playing as consistently as he is. And there's nothing wrong with that. And Thiago's been very good for the club. I just think, sadly, he slows a lot of our build-up. And now you're getting errors that are actually costing us. So I don't see so much the upside of the leadership when they're not getting those results anyway. I don't see what that can do. It also means we've got... Not that I think he's done a bad job. Like I said, I thought yesterday he nullified Diaby well. Was unlucky with his block on Watkins. You've got Colwell out of position when you could just be playing him and De Zassi and play Chilwell left back. You could be doing that. But we are building our team around a 39-year-old consistently, and that I think is a problem. And it's not the biggest of issues. Thiago Silva is not the biggest issue at Chelsea, but it is one of them. It is something that, how are you going to build going forward when we talk about this team needs to grow, it needs to evolve, etc. with a 39-year-old, and you're not going to. And he's good to have around the squad. He's a good player to fight for competition. He's definitely a good player for the young centre backs to learn off. But I just think the game is catching up with him now at this point, and that's just the sad reality of the situation. I thought that was indicative of yesterday to give away that goal as well.
I'm currently dishing up the McLees.
Yeah, the McLees are coming out, and they look fucking banging.
Oh mate, that is your brown sauce or ketchup?
I'm a ketchup man in general. I don't mind a bit of brown on a bacon sandwich.
We've not done any eggs. I was supposed to do some eggs for the McLees.
This is true.
I will do the eggs now whilst we're talking.
Do you reckon it would go cold?
Don't worry, the eggs. I'll do them sunny side up, so it's quick.
Okay,
I'm not going to poach them today. Can't be asked.
I'll get the footage shortly then when the eggs are done, so we're a bit more.
That's fine. What we'll do in the meantime, though, whilst those are done, should we try these hash browns, see if they worked out? They're a little bit soggy. I'm not. Yeah,
you guys
lie.
Can get some ASMR hash brown trying soggy hash brown eating.
Yeah, I'm
with
not sure
Chelsea
about
Chelsea Echo.
I am really not sure about these hash browns. You know, they are not.
They're soggy bottoms, as Sue from. Is it Sue? No, it's Mary Berry.
Mary Berry. Oh fuck! They are soggy bottoms. Yeah, this.
I feel like that's what you don't want from a cake, but from a hash brown, maybe. Maybe we will want this. Who knows?
I mean, we'll find out.
Yeah, you're finding out, and it's live.
And they're falling apart. Okay, so it's just gonna be a case of just eat the hash brown, see what happens. Yep, that's fucked. That is. Yep, that's not good. Excuse me, fingers. Ha! That's hot. Right, we're gonna give that a minute. I get what you're saying about Thiago, but at the same time, there are no leaders in that team.
But the leaders, that's what I'm saying, the leaders aren't helping anyway, so who fucking cares? That's the point I'm at with this. I'm like, we talk about when we need some of the experience. Our experienced players are also letting us down. Like, as good as Sterling started the season yesterday, there were two good chances today. We have to be burying one of those, or we have to be squaring it for one of them. He is not an issue. Again, this is not me saying that's the issue here. My point is more, if the older players aren't helping anyway, like, why are we all just looking at it as just the youth being a problem?
I'm not saying the youth is just the problem, but yeah, I think Sterling, senior players making silly mistakes, but...
They need to be the ones that are a bit more ironed
out. Put it this way. My mentality with this is, and it's, I came with this yesterday, this analogy, and I quite like it, right? Mm-hmm. Chelsea Football Club right now, right? We're Alan Titchmarsh. We're at the Chelsea Flower Show, right?
Okay.
And Alan, or Todd and Chelsea in this situation, I'm still working on the analogy, but it'll come, have bought some beautiful seeds. Now, these things are going to flourish into amazing roses and tulips and daffodils and whatever the fuck you put in your garden.
Yeah, the tree's a long way off.
It's not just a tree, but I'm saying right now, the soil we've got is shite.
Yeah, someone's pissed in the soil. I mean, maybe Titchmarsh himself.
I mean, pissing in the soil, shitting in the soil, that helps it, you know. Right now, I don't know.
We've
got some Chernobyl soil, right? Some nuclear waste soil, right?
Yeah, Mudrick, stop putting it there.
Fuck's sake. And then what we've done is we've gone to put the seeds in, but I'm not just talking about the senior players, I'm talking about the whole structure.
Oh, yeah, everything's young.
It's not
the owners are young. They don't. That's what I'm saying. They're new to football.
This is the problem.
Yeah.
The soil is not good enough, and it doesn't have the people around it. When Stanley, Stuart, or they're the best in class, are they? Not really.
No.
People call a spade a spade.
Best in class at that level.
Yeah.
Not Chelsea level.
But when you come take it, that's it. They've gone to step up. It's like, oh, so we're going to do what we did at Brighton and nurture talent. Yeah, you can nurture talent at Brighton because you have the time to develop and make the club what it is.
It's a bit like some really smart kid in year four. Let's say if you took a kid from year four. That's not me, that's Tom. I didn't take any kids from year four. But if you took a really smart kid from, let's say they're 8, 9, whatever, and you stuck them in A-level economics, they're going to look like a fucking idiot because the levels are higher. And you were thriving at a lower level where you look really good and you get a pat on the head and a magic star because you're like, oh, wow, what a good job you've done over there. Well done. You did a good job over there at, I don't know, Brighton. Seagull shagging bastards. But you take a big step up to the mighty Chelsea and you make us look like we are one of those clubs. And that's the sad reality of the situation. So I'm getting my words mixed up because I'm kind of going from angry to optimistic. Not optimistic, because it's hard to be optimistic, but I don't want to be completely dour and pessimistic. And it's hard not to at the moment with us. It really is. But I do also think this isn't last season's team. We keep using these buzzwords of, oh, you know, we've had injuries. And it should be better anyway, regardless of the injuries. But I'm also accepting the reality that this isn't the team that we could ideally be playing. In an ideal world, we would not be playing, you know, and Nkunku would be playing some of these games.
Absolutely.
Lavia hopefully would have been an option. Fofana, you almost have to write off Fofana with the amount of knee injuries he's had at the moment. But like, Badia Shield will be back. Reece James will be back. Like, it's not... Actually, and Malagusto hasn't been an issue. I know he got sent off yesterday, but we're just trying these hash browns, but they're falling apart in my hand. One sec.
They're not bad, despite the fact they're a little bit soggy.
I think they're good.
Do you reckon if you put them in the pan, fried them off a little bit more?
I think they're actually quite good, to be honest.
I mean, we're not going to have whole hash browns. We're just going to have to figure it out as we go.
Wiping my hands so I don't get grease on the mic.
I think the players we had been an issue, but obviously we'll talk about it in a preview, which we're going to do straight after we finished our breakfast.
Yeah, we're going back to back. Like, I don't know. Like Wretch in the Booth. That was a very cultured reference.
Oh my days, fam!
Yeah.
But yeah, overall, as you can tell, we've gone off on so many tangents because we're more focused on our McLees than we are on our...
Yeah, this is some serious multitasking. I feel like we've delivered. We've McDelivered.
We have, ba-da-ba-ba-ba, we're McLeaving it.
Yeah, we are McLeaving it. I'm not McLoving Chelsea at the moment, though.
No. But look, I think realistically, we do have some questions to ask to this ownership. I do anyway.
Yeah, I do, because this whole strategy has to work. Like, you have no choice but to make this work, this whole youth thing. And fucking hell, is it hard to be optimistic about it at the moment? I have an understanding that it will get better, because young players do. I'm willing to give them time. And even, we can take case in point, we wanted Mudrick to start some games. And these last two games, if you had... Annoyingly, we're just talking hypotheticals, but if you have a Didier Drogba, he's walking away with 3 assists from these last 2 games and no one's saying a word. But instead, I couldn't understand that. There were some journalists I saw yesterday. I feel like Mudrick's just a buzzword that gets rivals all excited at the moment, because one of the articles said, like, he's indicative of the issues going on at Chelsea. I was like, no, he's not. He's one of the solutions, if anything. Like, we're seeing chances being created by that player. Yeah, he's got some teething issues. He looks raw. But this is something that we want him to iron out by playing more games. That's just the nature of this project.
I have real confidence that he's going to be one of our better players over the next
few years. Oh, mate, I do not look at him and think, fuck, like, what have we done here? I just don't see that, personally. I see a player where I'm like, no, there's a player in this. Just keep playing him. We've barely got to see him. We've seen him in the last 2 games. Like we said, De Bruyne-esque pass sets up that. Gallagher he set up last week. If our players aren't taking 3 touches in the box or unable to finish,
you're walking away with a different, you know, different kind of return on that. But the problem, our problem is our finishing. I want these players. I think it should be mandatory. Pochettino, this is where I will hold you to account. Like I said, I do have an issue with playing Gallagher behind Enzo. I think you should switch those two anyway. And other people might take issue with even taking Mudryk off yesterday when we were looking to chase a game on the counter with the red card. But my biggest issue is that you need to make training longer. These boys need to all be staying after training. Super Frank, shooting drills every day. Every fucking day. So they know how to replicate in the scenario that they're put in when you have a chance, a 1v1, a shot outside the box, whatever it might be. They need to be replicating these scenarios day in, day out. Because the biggest issue with this squad, it's not their build-up play. They build up quite well. Everything up to a point is good. Everything up to we get to the box is quite decent. Those are the aspects we need to work on game-wise. And if they were staying in training week in, week out doing that, they will get better at it. They will get better at it. That's just the nature of the beast. Like,
yes, the McLees are down as well, by the way.
Yeah, these look elite.
They look elite.
Wait, I'm going to get some... I'm going to get some video footage, so Lee's going to have to entertain you for a few seconds.
It's fine. Basically, I agree. The issue we have with how everything is operated... It is great. That is fantastic. Look, we've got a lot to think about. I think the club as a structure, we really need to consider what we're looking at now.
That is a McSlutty muffin. That is like, that's just unreal, man.
It's all yours, mate. Crack on.
This is beautiful.
That's yours. But we do have a massive issue in terms of how we need to develop, how we need to look forward. The game itself yesterday, look, as much as we played well, turn around saying we played well every week and not getting results,
doesn't win anything. I do agree with that.
That's very Arsenal. I take the piss, I say it every week. This is all very Arsenal. Late noughties, early tens, you know. We're doing well, we're going to get this. No. Right now, I appreciate there's a culture that needs to
build.
It's a
results business as well.
But this is exactly.
I can't ignore the signs, partly because I don't want to just be so depressive about it. And I completely get that why people are. I don't even disagree why they are. Like, I fully get all the reasoning behind it. I get the anger towards the board and the owners in particular. I even get, like I said, the anger towards some of Pochettino's decisions. I get that. I fully get it. But I just don't think being negative 24/7 is going to help anyone, really, to be honest.
I agree.
Being concerned makes sense. There's nothing wrong with that. And we have every reason to be concerned and worried about us. But I do think it will get better ultimately anyway. Mm. So we're just going to have to bite the bullet on this one. It's one of these things where it's going to take a while. For a fucking while, it's going to be stressful again. Exactly. But this isn't last season's team. That hangover has hit where people still feel it is. I don't think that's the case. I do think this is a group that will get better. I think they're missing a lot of players.
Well, yeah, we'll have to see. But then, unfortunately, a lot of these players are going to be back in January. But look, I think overall we're going to have to consider it. The game itself, poor. The decision-making within the club is very poor at the moment, apparently. So again, the reason I mentioned Simon earlier when he had a drink with us was talking about how Igbali's barking orders in the dressing room in front of Pochettino. You've bought yourself an elite manager. You shouldn't be doing that. I get you're investing the money.
Yeah, that stuff like that's worrying because it's for show anyway.
Yeah.
Like, what, are you going to hire yourself as the fucking manager? Like, what comes of that? You're undermining Poch by doing that. Leave it to the manager. You've chosen this route. You've chosen these kids. This is the route you wanted to go on. You could have gone more experienced, so you're getting more refined players. You've chosen this. You've chosen there's going to be a lot of teething issues. You can't expect these players just hatch and suddenly they're world-class because you've paid a big fee for them.
Yeah.
The point is, you've gone for these young ones where they could be world-class players. Quite a few of them. Quite a few of them could be really top players and the other ones could be very good players. And they could make for a really good team. But you have to, if you've hired Poch as the best in class, that's who you saw as the guy to bring this through, develop it, cook with it. You've got to let him cook.
Exactly. So we're going to have to see. But anyway,
Poch hopefully begins cooking, we're going to get eating.
Exactly. And this has kind of been a review, but also been all over the place.
Oh, so it's been a fucking mess, but shout out you lot if you're here.
Exactly. And, you know, we definitely won't be multitasking doing that again.
No, mate, that was tough.
Carnage. But we hope you enjoyed it. We're going to go have our McLees. Obviously, we look forward to seeing you for the preview for Brighton. It will get better, we promise. We're hungover. We need to eat. And we'll see you guys later.
Up the chills.
Ta-da.